BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has urged Donald Trump to visit Ukraine to witness the devastation caused by Russia's invasion. Mr. Zelensky's remarks, to be broadcast on CBS on Sunday, came hours after Russian ballistic missiles killed 34 people in Sumy. James Waterhouse is there.
Sumy is a place that Russian forces initially tried to surround early on in the full-scale invasion. They were unable to do so. But this is a northeastern part of Ukraine, which Russia is trying to turn into another part of the front line as it tries to sort of bring its tide of occupation forward. Now, it's not a given that if Russia does try and mount a spring offensive, that it could in any way be successful. It is mobilising a lot of men, but Ukraine has also addressed some of its own manpower issues.
Gabon's junta leader Brice Oligui Nguema has declared victory in the presidential election, saying he'll be president for all Gabonese. Provisional results give him 90% of the vote. Addressing supporters, he called for unity.
Let us be builders, builders of peace and justice. May God bless you. May God bless Gabon. Thank you for this great victory.
But critics say the outcome was never in doubt, accusing the military government of shaping the constitution and electoral code to ensure Mr. Nguema's success. Opposition heavyweights were barred from standing. The Rapid Support Forces in Sudan says it's taken control of Zamzam refugee camp in the western region of Darfur. The paramilitary group said it had deployed military units to secure civilians and humanitarian medical workers. There have been days of heavy shelling, reportedly by the RSF militia that's fighting the government. With nearly half the ballots counted, Ecuador's president Daniel Noboa is leading in the country's presidential runoff with more than 57% of the vote. His left-wing challenger Luisa Gonzalez is trailing. Here's Ione Wells.
This is going to decide the next president of the country for the next 4 years, and there is a lot at stake. There's a huge amount of issues that the country is currently going through. Violent drug gang-related crime continues to be very, very high. January this year recorded more than 780 murders in the country. Unemployment is still high as well, and the economy, while it has improved slightly, has been struggling to grow, really. So whoever is the next president will face huge challenges.
The Houthis, who control much of Yemen, say a US airstrike has killed 5 people and injured more than a dozen. The French news agency reports the group is saying the attack targeted a factory west of the capital. World News from the BBC. A spokesperson for the World Health Organization has told the BBC that conditions for medical staff and hospitals in Gaza are beyond description. Margaret Harris was speaking after staff at the Al-Ahli Baptist Hospital said Israeli missiles had destroyed the intensive care unit. Israel said the strike was aimed at a Hamas command centre but gave no evidence. Ms. Harris said medical facilities were protected under international humanitarian law and should not be attacked. The British actress Jean Marsh, who created and starred in the 1970s TV drama Upstairs, Downstairs, has died at the age of 90. The programme was shown in 70 countries around the world and focused on the lives of an Edwardian family and their servants. More from Emer McCarthy.
She also appeared in TV here in the UK in a number of episodes of Doctor Who, one of the most iconic shows on British television. And she, of course, wasn't happy enough with that. She starred on stage here in the West End in London and on Broadway in New York. And in 2012, she was made an officer of the British Empire for her services to drama. So a very sad loss for the entertainment industry.
Scientists in London say they have successfully grown human teeth in a lab for the first time. The team used a material which allows cells to communicate with each other. It meant one cell could, in effect, tell another to begin forming a tooth. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has won the US Masters Golf Tournament at Augusta in Georgia. He beat England's Justin Rose in a tense playoff. It's McIlroy's first Masters win and makes him the first European to complete a career Grand Slam of golf's 4 major tournaments. BBC News.